John Ashton, President of the Faculty of Public Health. The launch today of Sea of Change at the House of Lords is a really interesting initiative by Sarah Gayton and her colleagues. The focus has been on the problems facing blind and partially sighted people in negotiating our town and city centres, something which many of us probably haven't really thought much about. But it's clearly a really difficult issue for people with those kind of conditions. And we have to realise that there are going to be a lot more blind and partially sighted people around in the years to come because of the ageing population. But when you start to think about it, it isn't just blind and partially sighted people who are faced with this hostile urban environment. We've heard a lot recently about the number of deaths of pedal cyclists in London this year, usually killed by trucks, and the conflict of different road users. But as we move to a position where so many of us are going to be in our 70s, in our 80s, or even in our 90s, the challenge that we face is to re-engineer and redesign our urban areas to make them user-friendly for people of increasing frailty and places where people aren't frightened to go out and walk around, go to the local bit of green space or park, meet their friends, because there are many issues all wrapped up together. And one of them is the increasing social isolation of elderly people who are frightened to go out into these environments. So what we've got here is an entry point of blind and partially sighted people and the problem they face, but it's illustrating a much bigger problem where public health and town planning need to get back together and come up with really quite radical solutions to redesigning our town centres. If we don't do this, I think various things are going to happen. There's already a kind of middle-class elderly flight from the cities to the rural areas, which is a strange thing, really, because if you're able-bodied at 60 or 65, going out into the countryside may seem like a good idea. But when you're 85 and there's poor rural transport and poor local services, it isn't such a good idea. And it has the adverse effect as well, driving up prices of houses in the rural areas. If we can get our town living right, people won't need to flee the towns as they get older. They'll be able to have the benefit of the public services which are concentrated in our towns and cities, but be able to maintain all their social relationships that they've had throughout their life. There are benefits to be had under many different headings here if we can identify this issue and get stuck into it.